Welcome back to the Crypto Daily. Bitcoin's recent surge to all-time highs has ignited a firestorm of speculation and investment, with over $2.8 billion bet on it exceeding $90,000. Joining us today is Alex, a crypto market analyst, to break down this exciting development.
Thanks for having me. It's a thrilling time in the crypto world. Bitcoin's price hitting nearly $81,000 is just the tip of the iceberg. The real story lies in the derivatives market, specifically on Deribit, where open interest in call options for Bitcoin reaching $90,000 has exploded.
So what's driving this bullish sentiment? Is it purely speculative, or is there more to it?
It's a combination of factors. The U.S. elections saw several pro-crypto candidates win, which is a positive sign for regulatory clarity. But more importantly, there's a growing belief that Bitcoin is maturing as an asset class. We're seeing increased institutional interest, particularly through futures contracts on CME, with premiums soaring to 14%. This isn't just retail investors playing around. Big money is starting to take Bitcoin seriously.
That's significant. Institutional FOMO, as some call it, could be a major catalyst for further price appreciation. But how sustainable is this momentum? We've seen Bitcoin's volatility in the past.
Indeed. Weekend liquidity in crypto markets is typically lower, which can lead to exaggerated price swings. However, the underlying trend appears strong. The growth in open interest in perpetual swaps suggests a long-term bullish outlook. The options market also reflects this, with call options trading at a premium to puts. This isn't just a short-term pump, it's a reflection of changing perceptions about Bitcoin's role in the financial ecosystem.
It's certainly an exciting time for Bitcoin. The convergence of regulatory tailwinds, institutional adoption, and growing mainstream acceptance could propel Bitcoin to unprecedented heights. But as always, caution is advised. The crypto market can be volatile, and it's essential to do your own research before investing. Dogecoin's price surge is quite remarkable. Flipping XRP in market cap is no small feat. What's fueling this rally, and is it sustainable?
Elon Musk's influence is undeniable. His continued support for Dogecoin, coupled with the potential for Doge to be associated with a government efficiency department, has ignited a speculative frenzy. Traders are betting on increased mainstream attention and adoption, driving up demand.
It's interesting how a meme can have such a tangible impact on market dynamics. But isn't this highly speculative? What's the fundamental value proposition here?
That's the key question. While the community aspect and Musk's endorsement are driving factors, the underlying technology hasn't changed significantly. The surge in open interest in Doge futures suggests strong bullish sentiment, but it also raises concerns about a potential bubble. If the hype fades, a sharp correction is possible.
So it's a classic case of hype versus fundamentals. Investors need to tread carefully and be aware of the risks involved. The market can be irrational in the short term, and Dogecoin's volatility is well documented.
Precisely. While the current momentum is exciting, it's crucial to manage risk and not get caught up in the FOMO. Diversification and a long-term perspective are essential in navigating the volatile crypto landscape.
Robert Kiyosaki's goal of owning 100 Bitcoin by 2025 raises some eyebrows. It's an ambitious target, especially given the current market volatility. What's your take on his strategy?
It's classic Kiyosaki, bold, contrarian, and focused on the long game. He's not timing the market, he's accumulating assets. This aligns with his broader philosophy of acquiring tangible assets like real estate, precious metals, and now Bitcoin. He sees it as a hedge against inflation and economic uncertainty.
He emphasizes buying regardless of price fluctuations, even expressing regret about not buying Bitcoin at $10. This buy-and-hold strategy seems to be his core principle, right?
Exactly. He's not concerned about short-term dips. He's betting on the long-term potential of Bitcoin. It's a strategy that requires conviction and a high risk tolerance. It's not for the faint of heart.
But is it wise? Bitcoin is notoriously volatile. Is this a sound investment strategy, or is it reckless gambling?
It depends on your perspective and risk appetite. Kiyosaki's strategy is about accumulating assets, not trading for short-term gains. He's diversifying his portfolio with hard assets that he believes will hold value over time. It's a long-term play, not a get-rich-quick scheme.
So, it's a bet on the future of Bitcoin and a hedge against traditional markets. It's a bold strategy, and only time will tell if it pays off.
Precisely. It's a high-risk, high-reward approach. It's essential for investors to do their own research and understand the risks before following any investment guru's advice, including Kiyosaki's.
Let's dive into a fascinating tool for gauging market sentiment, the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. It quantifies emotions on a scale of 0 to 100, from extreme fear to maximum greed. What are your thoughts on its practical use?
It's a valuable tool, but it's important to understand its limitations. It's a reflection of past market behavior, not a crystal ball. Extreme fear can signal buying opportunities, while extreme greed might suggest caution, but it's not a guaranteed predictor.
So it's more of a compass than a map. How does it incorporate social media sentiment? That seems like a subjective metric.
It analyzes social media trends related to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to gauge the overall emotional tone of the conversation. It's not perfect, but it provides another data point for understanding market psychology.
The index also considers volatility, market momentum, Bitcoin dominance, and trading volume. It's a multifaceted approach. How should investors interpret these different components?
By looking at the interplay between these components, you can gain a deeper understanding of market dynamics. For example, high volatility combined with increasing social media mentions could indicate growing fear, even if the price is relatively stable.
It's like taking the market's emotional temperature. What are some common pitfalls to avoid when using the Fear and Greed Index?
Relying on it as a sole indicator is a major pitfall. It's best used in conjunction with other technical and fundamental analysis tools. Also, remember that sentiment can shift rapidly, so it's essential to stay informed and adapt your strategy accordingly.
It's a tool for understanding, not predicting. Thanks for shedding light on the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. It's a valuable addition to any investor's toolkit. India's position as a Web3 hub is fascinating. They're leading in on-chain adoption according to Chainalysis, yet face regulatory hurdles. It's a bit of a paradox, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a classic case of potential versus realization. India has the talent pool, the enthusiasm, and the on-the-ground adoption, but regulatory uncertainty is a major roadblock. The high taxes and unclear legal framework are driving value creation offshore.
The Electric Capital report highlighting 12% of the global Web3 workforce being Indian really underscores that talent point. What's the breakdown within that workforce? What areas are they specializing in?
Gaming and DeFi are the dominant areas. About 32% are focused on gaming applications and 21% on DeFi. This aligns with global trends, but India's contribution is significant given their overall numbers.
It's interesting to see the educational ecosystem adapting. Universities partnering with tech companies to offer specialized blockchain courses is a positive sign.
Definitely. It's bridging the gap between theory and practice. The emphasis on practical experience is key for preparing the next generation of Web3 developers. Couple that with the vibrant hackathon and meetup scene, and you have a fertile ground for innovation.
But the regulatory piece remains the elephant in the room. Until there's clarity on taxation and the classification of virtual assets, that offshore brain drain will likely continue.
Precisely. The government needs to strike a balance between fostering innovation and protecting investors. Clear regulations will not only retain talent, but also attract foreign investment. India has the potential to be a global Web3 leader, but regulatory clarity is the key to unlocking that potential.
Tether's minted another billion USDT, injecting significant liquidity into the crypto market. While some are eyeing established altcoins, Script Network is emerging as a potential beneficiary. What's your take on this, especially given SCPT's watch-to-earn model?
It's not just another altcoin pump and dump. Script Network offers tangible utility. Their watch-to-earn protocol and blockchain-powered TV platform address evolving Web3 user demands. It's about incentivizing viewership and transforming content interaction. Think of it as a decentralized, gamified streaming experience.
They claim a massive user base of over 600,000 and accessibility on 300 million devices. Are these numbers substantiated? And how does their SPAY token fit into this ecosystem?
Their partnerships are key to those distribution numbers. As for spay, it's earned simply by watching content. This incentivizes engagement and creates a value loop within their ecosystem. It's a compelling model, especially considering the $2 trillion entertainment market they're aiming for.
With Tether's injection, some might see this as a prime opportunity for SCPT to gain significant traction. Is this realistic, or is it just hype riding the wave of increased liquidity?
While the timing is certainly advantageous, SCPT's potential isn't solely reliant on this liquidity injection. Their established infrastructure and engaged user base provide a strong foundation. They're not just building on hype, they're building a functional platform. That's crucial for sustainable growth.
So, Miss Universe is diving headfirst into Web3 with their Crowns of Time NFT collection. 8,888 unique digital collectibles celebrating past winners. It's an interesting move for an organization steeped in tradition.
Absolutely. It's a savvy play to engage a younger, digitally native audience. This isn't just about selling JPEGs. It's about building a community and expanding the Miss Universe brand into the digital realm. The metaverse activations and community tokens they're planning suggest a long-term Web3 strategy.
The perks tied to these NFTs are intriguing. Exclusive content, voting rights, even access to events. It's a blend of digital ownership and real-world experiences. Do you think this model will resonate with their target audience?
I think it has potential. It's about creating a sense of exclusivity and deeper engagement. Owning a piece of Miss Universe history, having a voice in the organization's future, that's a powerful draw for fans. The key will be execution. They need to deliver on these promised benefits and cultivate a vibrant online community.
The partnership with JCG.agency seems crucial here. They're the ones building the Web3 infrastructure and shaping the overall strategy. What's your take on their involvement?
JCG has a strong track record in the Web3 space. Their expertise in community building and tokenomics will be essential for Miss Universe's success in this new venture. It's not just about launching a collection, it's about creating a sustainable ecosystem.
Shifting gears to Solana, we have a new player barking up the blockchain, Bark. It's billed as a community-driven token, aiming to, well, lead the pack. What are your initial thoughts, David?
Color me intrigued. The Solana ecosystem is fertile ground for innovation, and a community-focused meme coin like Bark could find a niche. But the community-driven claim is a common one. What sets this apart?
They emphasize transparency, with burn liquidity and a renounced contract. It's a way to build trust, especially after so many rug pulls in the meme coin space. They're also listing on Ascendex, suggesting a push for broader adoption.
Ascendex listing is a good sign. It gives Bark a degree of legitimacy and accessibility. The burned liquidity and renounced contract are crucial for reassuring investors. However, true community engagement will be the real test. Are they fostering genuine connections or just relying on hype?
That's the million-dollar question. Their roadmap mentions charitable initiatives and building a strong online community. If they deliver on those promises, Bark could have some bite. But as always, caveat emptor in the crypto Wild West.
Absolutely. It's a high-risk, high-reward proposition. The Solana blockchain offers speed and scalability, but meme coins are inherently volatile. Investors need to do their due diligence and understand the risks involved.
Moving on to DeFi infrastructure, MoroxHash has just launched its multi-chain staking platform after 2 years of development. They're emphasizing security and adaptability, targeting both institutional and retail investors.
2 years of testing is a significant commitment. It suggests a focus on building a robust and reliable platform, which is essential in the DeFi space. But the real differentiator here is the multi-chain approach. Supporting Ethereum, BSC, and Solana right out of the gate is ambitious.
Exactly. It's a smart move to cater to a wider audience and provide more flexibility. Most staking platforms are limited to a single blockchain, so this broadens the appeal of MoroxHash. They're aiming to be a one-stop shop for staking needs.
However, multi-chain integration also presents challenges. Each blockchain has its own quirks and security considerations. MoroxHash will need to demonstrate they can effectively manage the complexities of operating across multiple networks.
Agreed. Security audits and transparency will be critical for building user trust. They've mentioned a commitment to both, but the proof will be in the pudding. It'll be interesting to see how they handle potential vulnerabilities and maintain user confidence as they scale.
Another key aspect is the timing of their launch. The DeFi market is heating up, with increasing interest in staking and yield farming. Morox Hash is entering a competitive landscape, so they'll need to offer compelling incentives and a seamless user experience to attract and retain users.
Let's dive into five altcoins that are generating considerable buzz: Rexus Finance, Pepe Coin, Render, Solana, and Sui. Each presents a unique investment opportunity, catering to different risk appetites and market outlooks. What are your initial thoughts on this basket of altcoins?
It's an intriguing mix, combining established players like Solana with newer, higher-risk options like Pepe Coin and Sui. Rexus Finance's focus on real-world asset tokenization is particularly interesting, as it bridges the gap between traditional finance and crypto. However, the 500% projected growth seems overly optimistic, even in a bullish market.
I agree. While the concept of fractional ownership of real-world assets is compelling, we need to approach such projections with caution. What about Pepe Coin? It's transitioned from a meme coin to a potential investment vehicle, but can it sustain its momentum?
Meme coins are inherently volatile. While Pepe Coin has shown impressive returns, its future performance is highly unpredictable. It's a gamble, not a long-term investment strategy.
Render, on the other hand, offers a more tangible value proposition with its distributed GPU rendering network. Its integration with Creative Industries could drive significant growth.
Render's utility is undeniable. However, competition in the cloud computing space is fierce. Its success will depend on its ability to scale and secure partnerships with major players in the industry.
Solana and Sui represent different stages of maturity in the altcoin market. Solana is a known entity with a strong developer community, while Sui is a relative newcomer with significant upside potential.
Solana's recent performance and growing ecosystem make it a solid choice for a more conservative investor. Sui, while riskier, offers the allure of early adoption in a rapidly evolving market. A diversified portfolio across these five altcoins could offer a balanced approach to risk and reward.
That's a sound strategy. Diversification is key, especially in the volatile crypto market. Thanks for your insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Crypto Daily Show.